course, now my throat got itchy.
Oh, no.
You know, and then you have to do the weird...
You have to, like...
The weird thing.
Like, huh.
Mm-hmm. As in, like, sometimes when you're, you know, then you miss and your throat gets clicky. Mm-hmm. You know? So sometimes I make a weird noise and I'm like, Chris, ignore that.
Don't mind me, I'm just clicking. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie, and we're here to talk about singing and dancing and Tollywood boys.
Tollywood dads.
Yes, and Tollywood daughters.
Daughters and Tollywood moms.
Who have a wild journey.
Truly such a wild journey. We're talking about Hi Nana today.
Yes, yes. Kim, I'm in love with this movie.
I'm so glad.
I mean, I knew I loved it the first time we watched it.
Yeah.
But watching it the second time, I was like, this is just such a good film. I love it so much.
I am so happy to hear you say that. I do feel like you said something similar to this last time, but it's like snuggling up under a warm, cozy blanket. It's just, just like settle in with a hot beverage and just enjoy the beautiful story unfold.
Mm-hmm. It's even better too when you've already seen it.
Yeah.
And you kind of know, like, okay. Because when you're starting it out, I guess it's pretty obvious that the child doesn't die, but I don't know. I was like, it could happen.
You were pretty concerned. Yeah, you never know when people are going to die at the end of these movies.
Yeah. It can sneak up on you.
It can, so. Yeah. But yeah, no, I just, every time I watch this movie, I feel like something new connects for me, or I notice a new, you know, a new reference that gets made, mm-hmm. that refers back to something that happened in the past, or and I always love and appreciate a movie like that where you can watch it again and again, and each time like, oh, I didn't realize that before, and it's
yeah
great.
I also obviously I remembered like the main twist,
yes,
but there's another piece that I would still consider slightly a twist that I'd forgotten about.
Ah.
Yes. Like,
are you
going to
save saying what it is until?
Yes, I will. But I would say, like, the second reveal, I was like, oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
And I loved it all over again.
Just full of surprises, this movie. I also, it just, like, every time I finish watching it, I just want to, like, put it back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, I could just watch that again right away.
It was such a great choice for your birthday. So, yeah, happy early birthday.
Thank you so much. It's
yes, because like, this is coming out on the 20th.
Yes, it's coming out on the 20th. We're recording it on May 1st, which is a full 4 weeks before my birthday, but it is my cat's birthday. So,
oh, happy birthday, Billy and Shahrukh.
They say thank you. Shall we talk about our cast?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's part of the whole thing.
It's our wonderful, wonderful cast. So we have Nani as Viraj. We have Mrunal Thakur as Yashna. God, I just love her so much. She's so beautiful and vibrant and wonderful.
I was going to say, I want her and Deepika in a movie together, but weren't they both in... Were they both? No, they weren't both in Kalki.
They were both in Kalki. They were never on screen at the same time, but...
Yeah, I would die.
They could bring... Maybe they can reincarnate Mrunal Thakur's cameo in Kalki so she can
Or just give us a movie where, like, they're sister spies or something. Like,
Sure.
Right?
I would watch the crap out of that movie.
Me too.
And then we also have to mention Kiara Khanna, who plays Mahi.
Oh, yeah.
And she's adorable.
She was perfect.
She is so perfect. I also I love the music in this movie.
I do too.
Yeah. Like, every song suits the moment so perfectly. And
yeah. I loved the soundtrack. I loved the score. Honestly, it's very watchable.
It is very watchable. And it was directed by... Shuryev.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% confident that I'm pronouncing that correctly, but...
I think this was his directorial debut.
Yeah. When I
which
look
is very
at,
impressive.
Yeah. When I look on IMDb, he doesn't seem to have any other credits, really. So, yeah. So that's very cool. It was a good...
Came out swinging. Yeah. Yeah.
Came out with a good one. I feel like we should dive in because my first draft of my plot recap was like 1,000 words longer than it usually is.
Wow.
And I did cut it down, but it's still long.
Okay, yeah, take me on this journey. Let's go.
Because there's just so many nice moments. Okay, here we go. We open with a young woman on stage with a guitar, presumably auditioning for something, mm-hmm. singing a song in Telugu.
Yes.
But the scene quickly changes as this song plays to a fluffy-haired photographer, Viraj.
Mm-hmm. I love his hair.
His hair is fabulous.
It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that thick hair.
It works.
Nice, mm-hmm. nice to look at. But so we follow Viraj as he leaves work and picks up his daughter, Mahi, from school. But something is off with Mahi, and at dinner that night, she reveals that there is a new boy in her class who beat her by 1%.
Yeah.
And her dad and her grandfather try to reassure her, but she is not pleased. She is...
Yeah.
She's determined to be top of her class.
I also love that Viraj at first is like, you're too young to have a boyfriend. Like, he thinks she's going to complain about... her boyfriend troubles.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, she's just very academically driven to be the best.
Yeah. I know. And the grandfather is like, don't just let her talk.
Yeah.
Let her explain. So that night, Viraj reads Mahi a story, and Mahi asks who she should picture in their life as all of the different characters. She casts mm-hmm. the characters as people from their life. And at the end of the story, Mahi asks why Viraj only tells her stories that don't have a mother.
Mm.
She says that her friends at school are starting to ask what happened to her mother, and she doesn't know the answer to
Aww.
That. Yeah, which is an interesting choice.
Yeah, like you mean that the kids are asking her?
That the kids are asking her, and also just like, you know, she Viraj could have come up with something to say. But that's,
yeah. It's all strange, yeah.
It's, yeah, but we, you know, we like let it all happen for this in service of the story. But anyway, so Viraj promises that if she gets to be the top of her class, then he will tell her the story of her mother. And then we see Viraj stay up late that night to meet with an expert in what their grandfather calls 65 roses, which mm-hmm. Mahi has cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
And Viraj is very committed to her treatment. Also, so yeah, it's Viraj, Grandpa, and Mahi all live together. And then we get the world's cutest montage of Viraj being an adorable, amazing dad.
Yeah. Is this also where he builds her, like, a garden outside yeah. of her window? Yeah, because she yeah. can't, like, go outside and have plants and stuff because of her lungs, so
yeah,
he just
so
builds
she wants
it for her.
She
yeah.
wants to look at the butterflies, so he, like, makes the garden outside her window. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want kids.
No.
I have no interest in being a mom, but watching a movie like this, I'm like, man, I kind of wish I could see my partner, like, be a great
yes.
dad like this, you know, like that biology of like,
oh, it's there.
A man who's
yeah.
good with kids is so attractive is very much real.
Yes. Also, Mahi's room is just so cozy. Like if
oh,
I were a 6-year-old
so cute.
Girl, that's exactly where I'd want to live.
Yes. It's so adorable. She has a comforter that's got like dinosaurs on it.
Yeah.
I want that now.
Yeah.
I also love the moment in this montage where Viraj, like, stops. He's, like, in the middle of a meeting and he stops to take a picture of Mahi. Like, he gets on the mm-hmm. table and it's just, like, he just loves her so much and just doesn't
yeah.
care what, like, doesn't care what anyone else thinks about it.
Yeah.
But so after the montage, we see Viraj come home from work. He's very grumpy after a long day. But Mahi has stayed up to share that she has come in first in her class.
Mm-hmm.
And Viraj congratulates her, but she asks to hear the story of her mother, as he promised. Viraj says he has a lot of work to do, so he'll tell her another time. But Mahi protests to this, because again, he promised, and she's very eager. And Viraj snaps at her and puts his foot down and says that now is not the time.
Yeah, he really should have come up with a better plan.
Yeah.
For this. Like, yeah. He's had like 6 or 7 years to
yeah.
figure this out.
plenty of time to come up with some kind of story. Yeah. But so the next morning, Grandpa wakes up Viraj and says that Mahi is not in her bed. She has not gone to school. Both she and their dog Pluto are missing.
Mm-hmm.
But we see immediately that Mahi is fine. She is casually strolling down the street with Pluto. But then suddenly Pluto pulls free and runs away.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, a beautiful bystander sees this, and she grabs Pluto and brings him back to Mahi. And Mahi is very out of breath because she's run after him, and she explains that she's not supposed to run because she has a very fatal disease called 65 roses, but her dad tells her that it's all a sham.
Yeah.
And this woman is, like, a little bit confused, but very charmed by this. And then there's a whole thing where they almost get hit by a truck, but whatever.
Yeah.
They're fine. So this woman calls Viraj and tells him to come and meet her and Mahi at a cafe. Viraj arrives and immediately starts scolding Mahi, but the woman intervenes and introduces herself as Yashna.
Mm-hmm.
Viraj keeps trying to talk to Mahi, but Yashna keeps defending Mahi, and Viraj is just looking more and more confused. Like, why is this woman getting in our business?
She's, like, really pushy for a stranger. Yeah.
She really is. It's like, you don't know the situation. You know what this 6-year-old child has told you. Like, but so Yashna successfully argues on Mahi's behalf that Viraj needs to tell her the story of her mother right here, right now, in this cafe with Yashna listening. So Viraj orders a cappuccino and begins the story. But he only gets as far as the first moment he sees Mahi's mom, Varsha, before Mahi interrupts and asks who she should picture as Varsha.
Mm-hmm.
And Yashna sees that Viraj doesn't have an answer for this, so she tells Mahi to picture her.
Yeah.
And in the flashback, we see the mom turn around, and it's Yashna, but it's Varsha. But it's Yashna. But it's Varsha.
Yeah. Really quick sidebar.
Yes.
I have just had something click in my brain because as I was, like, looking through reviews and stuff, I was like, oh my God, Katie, her name's not Varsha. Why do you keep writing Varsha? It's Yashna. And so then
yep.
I was like,
yep.
I was literally starting to worry about my brain because clearly I'd been reading Yashna and been saying Varsha. And I was like, those look like completely different words. I forgot that, like, they have two different names.
Yes.
Oh my God. So I was just like, I'm not crazy. Great.
You're not crazy. I'm glad we could clear that up for you.
Okay. Fantastic. So which one's the real name?
Yashna.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
He changed it.
Varsha.
Yes. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. So now we get into the story. Viraj sees Varsha as she's getting off the train and he's immediately besotted, and we go right into a love song slash montage of him lightly stalking her and taking pictures of her because he's a photographer, aspiring photographer at this point.
Yeah. It's really cute. And I feel the need to point out that Viraj has the best sweaters.
Oh, very good sweaters.
All the time, but specifically during this, like, flashback.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're really very excellent. And we also see Viraj's friend and who will become his business partner, Justin, is here in this flashback as well. And the two of them find a tiny baby puppy, and that will grow up to be Pluto.
Yeah. I'm like, how are you finding a golden retriever puppy?
Yeah.
Just out in the wild.
I don't think that tends to happen.
No.
Because it's like a young, young puppy, too.
Yeah.
But so eventually Varsha catches Viraj taking pictures of her, and so she and her brother confront him and they take his camera. Justin intervenes and says Viraj is not being creepy. He's a passionate, aspiring photographer, and none of the pictures he took of her are vulgar. So Varsha looks through the pictures and decides to forgive Viraj, but then Viraj says he loves her.
Yeah. Also, and it is still a little creepy.
It is still creepy to just be taking pictures of a strange woman. Yeah, even if it's art.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just love this moment because Justin is immediately like, okay, never mind. He's creepy. You can beat him up if you want to.
It's so sweet, though.
It is. I know. It's like when you're as adorable as Nani is, you can get away with this kind of thing. That's not true. No one can get away with it. But when it's a movie and it's fiction, you can get away with it.
Yes. Yes.
But so Viraj says that every photo tells a story, and these pictures are the story that he and Varsha will one day tell their children. Varsha is not into this, so she snatches his camera back and storms off. But so Viraj and Justin are working for this big shot photographer from Mumbai, and soon after this interaction, Varsha shows up at the studio, and this photographer, it turns out, is her uncle. I think actual uncle.
I think so too.
But so she decides that she forgives Viraj, she gives him back his camera, and tells him to use the pictures he took of her to advance his career. But she also tells him she doesn't believe in love, marriage, or kids, but if he can put his love story on pause, they can be friends.
Yeah.
And Viraj is thrilled to have this opportunity to be friends with a pretty lady.
Mm-hmm. That he is in love with.
That he is in love with, yes. But he's, you know, he's trying to do the right thing here. So we get another quick montage of them hanging out, being friends, and then one night, Viraj shows up at the restaurant where Varsha is having dinner with her family. He very adorably gestures for her to sneak away with him, and they go to have a drink together in, like, an empty bar room.
Mm-hmm.
Varsha finds a guitar in this room, and she starts playing and singing the song that we heard the young woman singing at the start of the movie.
Uh-huh.
Viraj tells Varsha that she should become a singer, but Varsha says her mom wouldn't approve. Then they hear shouting out in the hall, and so they hide, and an arguing couple kind of storms in, surrounded by, like, the entire waitstaff.
Yeah.
And this is really upsetting for Varsha, because her parents have a really toxic relationship, and they're getting a divorce, and she has always had to, like, be this comforting presence for her younger brother. So she starts to, like, hearing this fight, starts to, like, essentially have a panic attack. She's, mm-hmm. like, having trouble breathing. And Viraj notices this, and he covers her ears and then starts kind of, like, encouraging her to take deep breaths. And she's just, like, gazing into his eyes and, yeah, just falling in
love
with
him. There it is. That's it.
There it is. Yeah. There it is. That's all it takes.
And so you're handsome and you're nice.
Yeah, that'll win you all kinds of ladies, if that's what you're looking for.
I mean, I think, honestly, yeah. So two qualities that don't hurt.
I really, seriously, yeah, you can win the world. But so, yeah, they have to kind of, like, flee this room when they get found out, and Viraj sort of, like, takes the fall for this sneaky little situation, mm-hmm. and, yeah, Varsha's just in love with him. It's just, it has happened.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah, seriously. We get another montage of some sweet moments now of Varsha crushing on Viraj, but then Viraj tells Varsha that he has sold Pluto so that he can afford to buy a new camera for himself. And he says that he couldn't afford to take care of Pluto anyway, and Pluto will be happier with this wealthy family who he has sold him to.
Also, they make the point that Varsha's, like, not a dog person.
Yeah.
They're like, she doesn't like dogs.
Yeah.
Which, I was like, why is that in here?
I know, I kind of left that out, because I was like, it's so weird, and that, because then she does like Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Whatever. But so Varsha gets upset. She, like, projects this assumption onto herself, and she's like, okay, well, so Viraj thinks that, like, he should leave me because he can't afford to take care of me. And then she tells him that he has love but no responsibility. And then she says she's leaving and she won't be coming back. She's going back to Mumbai. And she does. She goes home, and we see her kind of debating getting in touch with Viraj but not doing it. But then a few weeks later, Viraj shows up at, I guess, her school, it seems like.
Yeah.
And he's got Pluto with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Varsha is so thrilled, she just, like, runs and throws herself in his arms.
Oh, that was such a good hug.
It's a great hug. Yes, yes. It's a good, solid hug.
I love a hug.
And so does Viraj.
Yeah.
He asks her if this is friendship or love, and she says, this is love, and she kisses him.
Aww.
It's so cute. And Viraj just, like, goes catatonic. He just sort of, like, lightly collapses into the wall next to him.
So cute.
So adorable.
Love.
And Varsha, like, pinches him, and they hug again. But Varsha's mom has shown up. And so she sees the worst. This happen. Oh, she's the true villain of this
movie.
We hate her. So Varsha's mom invites Viraj to have lunch with them, and they go, they get this big fancy meal, and then she starts asking Viraj all these questions, like how much money he makes and where he lives, and she's clearly trying to emphasize that he's, like, not a suitable partner for Varsha.
Mm-hmm.
And then the check comes, and mom's like, give it to Viraj.
Yeah.
And Varsha protests. Viraj is like, okay, I just need to go check on Pluto, and he gets up and leaves. So mom and Varsha argue while Viraj is gone. Mom is convinced that Viraj is only after Varsha for her money. And then she says that her failed marriage to Varsha's father isn't an excuse for Varsha to marry just some random guy. It's like, it's not a random guy. It's like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. And they're like genuinely in love.
They love each other. It's adorable. But then Viraj comes back and he has already paid the bill. Which was like 20,000 rupees, I think. It was it was pricey.
His whole monthly salary.
Yes, he says, luckily, I just got my monthly salary and I spent the entire thing on this. But then he says, today it was luck, but next time it'll be because of my hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns to Varsha and says he may be poor and may not know how to take care of her, but with her, he can do anything. And he asks her to marry him.
Aww.
And then, one of my favorite things that I did not notice in this movie until the time I watched it with you, we cut back to the present in the cafe. Yeah. I had never realized before that we go back to Yashna sitting in the cafe and she just nods as if she's agreeing to marry Viraj. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what happens when you've got the same actor playing the,
She's in love with him in that moment, too.
She is, yeah. I love it so much. The way they show her just getting so sucked into the story is so...
Yeah.
Is so good.
Like, she starts to believe it's her.
Yes, yes. She does. Which is creepy until you find out that it is. So then we get another montage. We see Varsha and Viraj get married, and Viraj and Justin start their own studio in Mumbai, and... Viraj and Varsha also move into the house that he is still living with Mahi in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Varsha is performing at a bar. Yay. She's getting to sing. But then Viraj tells Varsha that he wants them to have a baby. And Varsha is not pleased about this because she made it pretty clear to him from the very, very get-go that she was not interested in having kids.
Yeah.
And she says that she doesn't want to put a child through what she and her brother went through with her parents' divorce. And he can't guarantee that they are always going to be happy. Which is a very realistic outlook about marriage and relationships. Yeah. But Viraj takes this terribly. He's only hearing that Varsha, like, is planning that they're going to break up. And so they argue, and Viraj eventually storms out saying that he never should have married her, which is extreme.
I feel like those are words that should never come out in an argument. No. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, no, this is like one of the only things about this movie that I'm always like, ugh.
Yeah.
I wish this had been a little bit different.
It doesn't feel great.
No.
Like the whole conversation, like him getting mad about something that she'd already been upfront about before they got married is a little, and then the reconciliation and the outcome of it also feels a little like... You shouldn't just say you're going to do it because... Right.
Yeah. It's all very rushed. And I think if it, and I understand they're crunched for time telling the story, but, like, they didn't need the whole fight. Like, it could have just been...
Yeah.
Like, her coming around. But anyway.
Yes.
So he immediately regrets saying this. He goes back in the house. Mm-hmm. He apologizes. She apologizes. She shouldn't have done that, but that's fine. And he says that the decision of having a child is up to her. And Varsha says she never believed in love or marriage, but he proved her wrong on both those counts, so she is willing to let him prove her wrong about having a kid, too. And she says she's scared, but he promises that this will be the best decision of their lives.
Yeah.
So then back in the present, Viraj tries to end the story here, but Yashna isn't having it.
This strange woman.
Viraj claims that Varsha left them after Mahi was born because she wanted to pursue her dream of becoming a singer. But Yashna is like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would she do that? And Viraj is like, it doesn't matter what you think. It's what happened. It's my life that I lived. But Yashna insists that he's lying and suggests that he ran away from Varsha the way he is running away from telling this story, which is, again, very rude to say to this man you don't know.
Yeah.
But so Mahi hears this and she asks him if that's the truth. And Viraj has said that all he cares about in life is what Mahi thinks of him. And he doesn't want her to think that he's a quitter. So he decides to keep telling the story.
Peer pressured.
Yes.
By this woman you don't know.
So yeah, we go back to the story. Varsha and Viraj celebrate Varsha's pregnancy, and we see her go into labor, but then right after Mahi is born, she is diagnosed with cystic fibrosis.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors say that she may not live long. Viraj goes to Varsha, where she is just staring blankly at Mahi in the NICU. And she breaks down crying because she can't even hold her child or feed her child. And this is the child that Viraj promised would bring them joy.
This is also so hard because I understand, like, the grief that you would be in. But I don't know. It's like,
I mean, this is not a situation I have ever been in, so I'm not going to argue for the, like, realism of it, but I think within this movie, with these two characters...
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
It makes so much sense, and it's just, it's a beautifully written scene, it's a beautifully acted scene, like, her pain is so, so real, and the way that she, like, she starts to kind of punch him, and then he hugs her, and they, like, collapse onto the ground together, just sobbing... It's really beautiful. And this whole movie, this whole love story is really about, like, the times where one person might try to push or pull away and another person needs to kind of be there to help them. And
that is true.
So, yeah, this is all very sad. And time passes. Mahi is still in the NICU and Viraj and Varsha go and visit her every day. But one night, they're driving home from the hospital, and Viraj tries to reassure Varsha that she can trust him and trust that nothing is going to happen to Mahi, that she's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Varsha says she wishes she had never met Viraj, that Mahi had never been born.
See, they're both saying things that they regret or will regret or... would regret.
in the emotion of the moment, saying things that I don't think they actually logically believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the present, when Viraj gets to this point in the story, Mahi begs him to stop. And this, I'm also like, you maybe could have left out the part where your mom didn't want you.
Yeah, like, that's a lot for like a six-year-old to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's worse than, I'm really sorry, honey, your mom's dead.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Your mom didn't want you. And then she died.
Yeah, that's a bad story. But so Mahi cries and she hugs Viraj and Yashna tries to get in there and offer some comfort, but Mahi pushes her away. Viraj comforts Mahi for a while, then she falls asleep and he puts her in the backseat of the car. Yashna comes out and asks Viraj to call her when Mahi is feeling better. She's very concerned about how Mahi is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asks Viraj if he would be willing to tell her the rest of the story. And so we flash back once more, and we see that right after Varsha said she wished Mahi was never born, they get into a car accident, and Varsha is thrown through the windshield.
Yeah. Why wasn't she wearing a seatbelt?
I don't know. Always wear your seatbelts, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So Yashna says she's sorry that this happened, but Viraj says it's okay. Some stories are like that, and they have moved on. And so they both leave and go back to their separate lives. But Yashna is still, like, very absorbed by this story. We see her go back to her home. Her family are all there, and they are celebrating something. They've thrown her some kind of surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not feeling it. She excuses herself and goes to cry in her bathroom. Back with Viraj, he puts Mahi to bed and then opens his laptop, and we see him open a file that is the first picture that he took of Varsha.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera pans up to the computer screen, and it is a picture of Yashna.
Yeah.
And so all of the things connect. They start to.
Yes.
We cut back to Yashna. We see that she has a scar on the back of her neck. We see her greet her mom, who is the mom that we saw in the story. We flash back to the past. Yashna, who is actually Varsha.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Varsha was Yashna.
Yes.
It's all confusing. They, you know, and they also could have chosen two slightly different names. Yeah, yeah, but it's fine. But so in reality, Yashna survived the car crash, but she lost her memory and doesn't remember Mahi or Viraj at all. The doctor says that it's traumatic amnesia and they don't know if she'll ever recover her memory. Yashna's mom convinces Viraj that Yashna wanted to get a divorce from him, and so, you know, just everyone would be better off if Yashna never remembers him or Mahi.
I feel like it didn't take very much effort on her part to convince him of that.
I mean, I think so too, but he did just hear her say that she didn't want to, wishes she'd never met him.
And like, he's dealing with a lot.
In defense of Viraj.
Yeah, listen, all right.
I think if this movie, if this were happening in reality, like, none of it would, you know?
Yes,
like,
that's true. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, that's one of the charming things about this movie is it is still very, like, you know, it's the melodrama that we love from a good South Asian film. But so Viraj, yeah, he's like, okay, yeah, I don't want to hurt Yashna anymore, so we'll just disappear from her life. And then we go back to earlier in the day where Yashna and Mahi meet. Pluto recognized Yashna on the street and ran towards her.
Mm-hmm.
Viraj, I love this, like, going back and seeing now from Viraj's perspective, him, like, meeting Yashna, and he's just, like, in shock. Just, like, what we thought was just confusion is actually just him in shock of, like, oh my god, this is my wife.
Yeah.
We see him kind of like disassociate, sitting on the couch in front of his computer, and then the screen cuts to black and just the word, hi.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I love, the twist definitely got me the first time I watched
it. Oh, me too. I was so confused.
Yeah, and it has been, like, one of the joys of my life for the last, like, year since I first watched this movie to show this movie to people for the first time and get to watch them have that, you know, like, I showed it to you, I showed it to Ben, I showed it to my mom just so I could, like, relive that moment vicariously. Anyway, Act 2, we're fully rooted in the present now. Yashna goes to Viraj and Mahi's house, and Viraj won't let her in to see Mahi, so they talk outside in the garden, where she gets a jolt of familiarity. She was the one who planted many of these bushes.
Yes.
Yashna asks about Mahi's condition, and Viraj says that he has always believed Mahi will outlive people's expectations. And she has, and he has planned a beautiful life for her.
Mm-hmm.
So Yashna gives Viraj a good luck bracelet, saying that she got it for Mahi, but now she sees if Viraj is safe, Mahi is safe.
Yeah.
And then Mahi comes outside and she apologizes to Yashna for being rude the day before. And Yashna says that they're friends, and so they hug, and she says that she wants to see Mahi after school. And this is all a lot for Viraj.
Yeah.
And it's also a lot for this strange woman to be doing. It's like, I always kind of go back to, like, Yashna, where it's like, you don't know these people.
Yeah, but I like to think, like, she's feeling that deep down draw, because she doesn't know why she cares so much, but she does. And it's like, okay, I can forgive the weirdness of a stranger, like, inserting herself into this family.
Yes.
Because she's probably feeling that pull. It is her family, yeah.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Like, if you can't forget that, because if you do, some of the stuff she does is a little unhinged.
A little.
It's a lot unhinged. But yeah, so Viraj makes up all these excuses, like, why they can't see each other, but Mahi's like, no, tomorrow's Saturday, so we can go to dinner with Yashna at 9 p.m., which is very late to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But Viraj is still not on board with this, so he decides that he and Mahi are going to go with Justin to a big photo shoot in Goa. So they blow off school, off they go to Goa. We also see him explain to Grandpa that Mahi is getting too attached to Yashna, and he can't trust that Yashna won't break Mahi's heart again.
Yeah.
Grandpa also reveals that Yashna is getting married in a week, and Viraj is like, great, one week, and then she's out of our lives forever.
Oh, gosh.
So then in Goa, Mahi steals Viraj's phone and calls Yashna. And she says to Yashna that Viraj forgot her birthday, which is a big bummer, and then swept her off to Goa. So Yashna goes to her fiancé and tells him that she is going to Goa as well.
Casual.
Yeah. So now we're all in Goa.
She's like missing her engagement party.
It's fine. Nobody cares. So yeah, everyone's in Goa. Viraj shows up at this restaurant and sees that Yashna is there, and she has thrown a party for Mahi. And Yashna has told Mahi that this was Viraj's idea, so Mahi now realizes, oh, he didn't forget my birthday, but he actually did, because he's going through a lot.
Yeah.
He remembered it at the start of the movie, but he forgot it in the moment.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that poor man's brain, you know?
Seriously, yeah. But then a young woman pulls Viraj aside. And this, it turns out, is Yashna's sister, Neha, who Viraj changed to a brother in his story.
Yeah.
And Neha says she never liked Viraj, but when Yashna agreed to have a baby with him, she knew she must be happy in their relationship. But she asks Viraj to let Yashna have a few days with Mahi now, because it's making her very happy again.
Mm-hmm.
That night, Yashna finds Viraj on the beach, and he thanks her for throwing the party and says that he'll never forgive himself for forgetting Mahi's birthday. Yashna says that she was in an accident 6 years ago and lost her memory, which I'm like, wouldn't you start? But no, that's not important.
Yeah, who knows? Amnesia. It's that really handy plot device that writers can use.
Yeah, it's very, very, really does come in handy. Who amongst us hasn't thrown amnesia in there to get away with something?
Right?
But yeah, so she lost her memory, but she doesn't have any regrets because she has people in her life who help her remember things for her, just like she helped Viraj today.
Mm-hmm.
Yashna then brings the conversation back to Viraj's wife, i.e. her, but she doesn't know that, and she says that she bets Viraj doesn't even remember what she looked like. Viraj then goes on to describe his wife in great detail, loving detail, in particular remembering how she'd wear a black sari and wear her hair in natural waves.
Yeah.
And then Yashna kisses him, which takes them both by surprise.
Yeah.
And Viraj leaves, because that's a lot. Again, this poor man. But so the next morning, Yashna, a little unhinged, makes the decision to dress up like Viraj's wife. Mm-hmm. She wears black sari, wears her hair down in waves.
She looks phenomenal.
She does look amazing. There's no denying that.
But it's really weird for a man to be like, let me tell you what my wife looked like.
Yeah.
And then you're like, great, I'll just be her now.
Yeah, it's, again, in a different movie, this would be like horror movie behavior.
Yeah.
But so she goes, she picks up Mahi, she's taking Mahi shopping, and Viraj sees her and is just, like, tortured by this beauty before him. I think a couple of days pass because...
I think so.
Yeah, like, now we're at the end of Yashna's time in Goa, and she's putting Mahi to bed in her room, but then Viraj comes to take Mahi back to their room. And he says that he doesn't want Mahi to get habituated to Yashna. Yashna insists that Mahi needs a feminine figure in her life, but Viraj says that shopping isn't the same as parenting, which is very true. He says Yashna's vacation is over and it's time for her to leave. So she goes and gets drunk. Because why not?
Like, she's just, like, tossing back shots. And I'm like, I'm not sure that is gonna solve your problems, but...
I'm fairly certain it won't, in fact.
Go for it.
Neha convinces Viraj to go after Yashna, and so he finds Yashna doing shots at the bar, and so he's like, why don't I get drunk too?
Yeah, this is also wild. you have a sleeping child.
Yeah, she's fine. Justin's home with Mahi. I'm sure everything's fine.
Pluto's there.
Yeah, he's a great babysitter. But this launches us into our one real dance number, Odiyama. Mm-hmm.
Which I enjoyed.
It's a good one, yeah. This gets stuck in my head sometimes.
Yeah.
At the end of the number, Yashna caresses Viraj's face, but then he sees her engagement ring and he pulls away.
Yeah. That's another thing. Like, she kissed this man.
Yeah.
She's engaged to someone else. Is she not struggling with that at all?
I'm sure she is somewhere inside of herself. But she's too busy, you know, if she's trying to focus on Mahi, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all a little confusing. But so these two drunkenly stumble home from the bar to their hotel. Yashna is scolding him, and Viraj says that he wishes that little girl had never given him the dog back. Yashna doesn't know what this means, but they have a silly drunken fight. Viraj mocks Yashna for saying she has no regrets and says that the people who remember her life for her do have regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cries, and then she beats him up with a pillow. And then they collapse onto the ground, and she passes out on his arm.
Yeah. Romance.
romance. But then this moment is very romantic, where Viraj gets lost staring at her while she sleeps, and he leans forward and pretends to bump his nose against her nose and says, hi.
Yeah.
It's adorable. And then he passes out too. And Yashna snuggles against his chest, and then Mahi comes out and lays down between them, and she asks Yashna if she'll stay with them forever, and Yashna sleepily says yes.
Oh, they're a family.
I know, it's so cute. They're just, like, all snuggled up together.
Yeah.
But so then Yashna has a dream about Viraj telling her he wants to name their baby Mahi after the little girl who gave him back Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And so when she wakes up, Viraj and Mahi are gone. So Viraj, meanwhile, he's gotten a phone call from Mahi's doctor. They found a lung donor for her, but the survival rate for the surgery is less than 1%. And there's no way any doctor will take that risk, but Viraj says that the operation will happen no matter what.
I understand that there are some doctors who, like, don't undergo risky surgeries because they don't want to mess up their, like, whatever, success percentage.
Yeah.
But, like, this comes up later. But, yeah, if she's gonna die anyway, it's like, you might as well try.
Yeah. And so the doctor's like, she could live another 6 years. Like, why not let her do that? It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's a hard decision. And I'm glad that I will never have to make that decision for my child, because I have one. Yeah. Yeah, so then Yashna finds Viraj, and she reveals that she had a dream about a part of his story that he didn't tell her. And then she tells him that she likes him, and she asks if he likes her. And I just love this moment, too. There's so much that I love about this, but he, like, flashes back to all of the moments that he just, like, was overcome with love for his wife while they were together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
he doesn't have the chance to say anything, because then Yashna's fiancé is there. He and her mom have just brought the wedding to her in Goa, so.
Yep. Right.
Also, her fiancé is the doctor who saved her after the car accident. Like, yeah.
Oh.
It's really weird.
That feels weird.
That's a choice I don't understand, because, like, yeah, like, he's Dr. Aravind, and then later she's like,
I hadn't put that,
like,
together.
It's weird, and I don't think it makes any sense, because it's like, have they been dating since then?
Right, like, were they really dating for 6 years?
Yeah, because if that's the case, I'm like, okay, I really think it's not a great move that she, like...
Well, because, yeah, you would have been with him longer than you were with Viraj.
Yeah, it's like, if it was an arranged marriage, I feel like it makes more sense. That's how I prefer to think of it, but yeah, it's weird.
Interesting.
But anyway... Yeah.
Also, how were they both single for 6 years? Or, like, you know, if it wasn't a 6 year dating period.
Yeah. Maybe that is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened. Like, she spent those 6 years, like, trying to kind of get her life back on track after, like, forgetting 3 years of her life.
And now she's good now. So yeah, he's like, I can make my move.
And Dr. Aravind was focusing on his career. That's what was going on. So Mahi comes out, she tries to go up to Yashna, but Yashna gets swept away by the wedding people. And Mahi calls after Yashna, and Yashna's mom hears her, and she turns in time to see Viraj hugging Mahi, and she realizes that this is her granddaughter. But she is heartless, so she just turns around and walks away.
Yeah, if you wanted her to show any sign of emotion or warmth in this moment... She doesn't. She's a terrible person.
Yeah, no, she doesn't care. She has no love in her heart. But so, yeah, everyone's sad. And then right before the wedding, Mahi begs Viraj to let her go and see Yashna before they leave Goa. But Viraj says that Yashna's wedding is the next day, and so they can't disturb her. And so Mahi runs away again with Pluto, because
Yeah.
He's her guy. And so Viraj and Justin, they assume that she has gone to the wedding venue to find Yashna, and so they follow her there. At the venue, Yashna's mom keeps Mahi from seeing Yashna, and Justin finds her in time to overhear the mom telling Mahi that Yashna has forgotten that Mahi is her daughter, so Mahi should forget that Yashna is her mother.
Yeah, and this is truly just, like, a jerk move.
It really is, because, like, Justin keeps saying, like, no, she doesn't know, don't say anything, but she just says it. She doesn't care.
Bulldozes through that. Yeah.
Because, like, this six-year-old child deserves to be punished in this situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now that's known. Meanwhile, Yashna's fiance's brother and his friends all gang up on Viraj and beat him up.
That felt, like, a lot.
Yeah, like, they think he's there to steal Yashna away. Meh. They suck. Yeah. Yashna's fiance puts a stop to the beating, but then he tells Viraj to leave and says that Yashna has suffered long enough because of him. So the fiancé leaves, Mahi and Justin find Viraj. Viraj asks Mahi if she even remembers that he's here and if his love is enough for her.
Aww.
Which is sad and also, again, a lot to put on a six-year-old child.
Yeah, this six-year-old has really been through the ringer.
She's another one we're going to have to send to therapy. Along with the girl from Kalhonaho. Yeah. But so Mahi cries and hugs him and says she won't leave him again. And she says she didn't talk to mom because she doesn't want to make mom cry. And so now Viraj knows that Mahi knows that Yashna is her mom.
Yeah. He tried so hard to keep that from her.
Yeah. And he would have been successful if not for stupid grandma.
Mean grandma.
Another mean grandma.
Yeah.
Another one for the books. But so then Yashna comes out. She thinks Viraj is there for her. Viraj has to, I think of this as another, like, white fanging moment, if I can reference New Girl. He's, like, gotta put her off. So he's really rude to her and says that she's just like his wife, running away from her problems and giving up on people.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin takes Mahi. Viraj hangs out at the wedding venue long enough to make Yashna's mom feel guilty about telling Mahi the secret, and then he leaves too. He gets a little bit aggressive, and it's not unpleasant. Then Mahi passes out as they're driving home, and Justin and Viraj have to rush her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're at Yashna's wedding. So much stuff happens in this movie.
Yeah.
Yashna's dad shows up. And so Yashna's dad is grandpa.
Yeah.
Was this the thing that you...
This was the thing I'd forgotten.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, right. I just think it's such a nice touch.
Yeah.
To show that this man, like, this all happened to his family and he decided to stand by his daughter's husband.
Yeah.
And, like, grandchild is incredible.
Yeah. Grandpa's a really good guy. Like, I don't think he was the problem in his marriage.
How did he end up married to that woman? And how did they stay together for so long?
For long enough to have, like, two grown-up children. Must have been a really rough time. And it was. Everyone's very traumatized. But yeah, no, I like this moment too. And it's funny because the first time I watched it, I just assumed that he was the father of whoever the mom was. And so when they do the reveal at the end, was like, yeah. Was I supposed to be surprised by this? But I actually do think it's really nice the way that they kind of, like, save really showing the heart of their relationship until the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Yashna is relieved to see her dad, and she tells him that she cares about Viraj, but her dad implies that she is like Viraj's wife because she is giving up on him in this moment and she's marrying someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells her that Mahi is in the ICU and that Yashna should stay and fight for them and prove that she is not running away from her problems.
Yeah.
And so Yashna goes to her fiancé and says that she's leaving him to be with Viraj and Mahi, and her fiancé reveals that Viraj's wife wanted a divorce before the car crash.
Mm-hmm.
But Yashna asserts that she could not have wanted a divorce and that it just doesn't add up, and she refers to the wife as me in this moment, and then corrects herself. But clearly the veil is starting to lift.
Yes.
And so the fiance realizes that Yashna never wanted a divorce, and so he says, all right, go ahead, go be with the man you really love.
Although he also says, like, go before I change my mind.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
Yeah, I was like, you can't force someone to marry you in this day and age.
You really can't, yeah. Like, there's plenty of people around who could stop you, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he then turns to mom and is like, did she want a divorce? And mom doesn't say anything. So, like, clearly no, she made that up.
Yeah.
So Yashna arrives at the hospital. She's still in her wedding outfit. And Viraj cries and says that Mahi isn't answering him. And he says, everyone thinks Mahi survived because of him, but he survived because of her. And now he's scared.
Mm-hmm.
And Yashna says he has to fight for her and Mahi will win. And Viraj says, promise?
Yeah.
And then Yashna's fiance shows up with his brother and all his friends, and they're all doctors.
Yeah, they're all, like, super specialized, top-of-their-field doctors.
I do really like that, because I'm like, I do feel too. Like doctors are all friends with each other.
Yeah. It's actually, that part's not that unbelievable.
It's really, yeah, no, it all kind of works out. But yeah, so they go, they perform Mahi's surgery. But before she goes into the OR, Yashna speaks to Mahi and sees she's wearing the good luck charm that she gave to Viraj. Yashna asks Mahi what she wants to be when she grows up, and Mahi says a singer, like her mother. And Yashna says if Mahi comes back to her smiling, she'll teach her the best song ever. And we cut back to the young woman who started the movie off singing Yashna's song.
Yeah.
Outside the OR, Yashna tells Viraj she wishes she had met him, married him, and that Mahi had been born to her, and Viraj cries.
Mm-hmm.
The final shot of the movie is the young woman, Mahi, singing in front of a cheering crowd. The end.
Yeah!
And I like to, like, you kind of forget about the woman at the start of the movie.
Right, yeah.
And then at the end, you're like, oh!
That's right! Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really well done.
I love it. It's a great flick. Great choice.
I'm really glad that you enjoyed it. In different hands, this movie would have been, like, a movie about a man telling a woman's story. You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about that before, like, a woman's story being told through a man. And that's, like, literally what this movie is, but it doesn't feel that way because...
No.
When Viraj actually tells the story, it's very, like, honest and loving and authentic. And then the second half of the movie is, like, we don't get inside Viraj's head all that much. It's really mostly about Yashna and what she's grappling with.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I appreciate that centering of her in her own story.
I hadn't thought about that in so many words, but you're right. And it's, like, it's kind of, it's not necessarily her story or his story. It's kind of just them.
It's their story. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
And it definitely feels like that.
Yeah, and that's also what I think makes it such a good love story is because, like, it really is about the give and take of their relationship. And Yashna finally being able to, like, show up for Viraj at the end and be there for him when he's breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I love it. So good.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, so there was nothing that jumped out at me to research this week, so I looked at reviews.
Excellent. I love this.
As we've started doing more often. So I'm going to start with the audience reviews.
Okay.
And kind of just go through what general themes I saw. They are by far, like, overwhelmingly positive.
Excellent.
Yeah. I've maybe read one or two, like, negative reviews, but they weren't even that harsh. They were just like, this isn't for me. So fine. That said, there were multiple mentions of it being slow at some parts, specifically in the second half. People were like, this was riveting and emotional and great. And also, there were moments that kind of felt like they were lagging. And one person in particular suggested that this could be due to too many songs.
What?
There was one of the actual, like, bad reviews was like, I don't like that they had to have music going through, like, every scene because that just suggests to me that the writing is weak because they need the music to tell me how I feel. And I was like, I think that's a lot that you're putting onto this film. I will say also the soundtrack and the score kind of was hit or miss for people in the audience.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting because I loved it.
I know. I love it, too. I don't feel like the second half is slow because it just, like, there's constantly stuff happening. Like, every moment, there's something to notice, I feel. But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Who just knows? My opinion. And someone else thought that the ending was rushed. Because, yeah, like, the pacing is relatively slow. It takes its time. And then the end, you're like, oh, okay. And they said that the time spent on the fight scenes could have been given to the end to make it feel less rushed.
I think that's fair.
I agree with that as well.
I do like Nani going in and throwing over the table and punching the one guy.
That was great.
Because I'm like, this is a Telugu movie and
you need that.
Listen, I'm no expert, but more so than any other industry, I feel like Telugu, you need to have your hero beat some people up.
Yeah.
So.
I agree with that. That felt right. It was more the, like, everyone ganging up on him and beating him up that felt kind of out of place. Yeah,
I agree. We could have left that out and yeah, had maybe a little bit more breathing room in the final scenes.
Yeah. People also complained about the number of coincidences that happen in the film. Like the timing of meeting Yashna just as Mahi is asking more about her mother and developing more of an interest in her mother, and that it happens to be like 2 weeks before her wedding. Also, people were like, okay, also Yashna's fiance is the specialist doctor that they need. Okay.
Yeah.
But again, I'm also like, you're watching an Indian film where there tends to be a lot of coincidences. I do anyway.
I do feel like that's kind of part of the genre. I don't necessarily feel like any of those things are super coincidental because, one, as we established, Yashna is marrying the man who performed surgery on her, which is arguably weird, but it's not a coincidence then that he's able to perform surgery on her daughter. And two, she comes to Mumbai for her wedding. So it makes sense that she's shows up in Mumbai 2 weeks before her wedding, and that's when...
That's true.
And you can argue, sure, that it's a coincidence that this is when Mahi is starting to ask these questions, but, like, if that coincidence doesn't happen, then there's not a movie. So just...
Which is so...
Just watch the movie.
That happens, like, all the time in films.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if we're gonna nitpick every coincidence, what are we doing? I guess we can't watch Lord of the Rings.
Right. Life is full of coincidences, too. Mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah. A fair amount of people pointed out that the plot is not necessarily original. They're like, you know, we've seen this plot line a couple of times. It's nothing new. But the majority of reviewers praised the acting from the entire cast, as well as the cinematography and the emotion that is written into the film and shown on the screen. And it's also important to note that someone praised Pluto for delivering an impressive performance as
that
well.
That is important. I don't know. I haven't seen all the movies that people have seen, but I've never seen a movie with this exact storyline. Like,
me neither, but they gave examples. So I
all
guess
right, well.
in other Telugu films. So I don't know.
Well, you know? I guess we'll just have to watch those movies and see if they really are that similar.
Yeah. But there was one quote that stood out to me that I'm going to share, and it is, "Hi Nana transcends being just a movie. It's a journey through love, resilience, and the delicate threads that bind a family together. Shoryev, Nani, Runal, and the entire cast have created a beautiful film that resonates with the audience, making the film a must-watch for those seeking a blend of heart and soul in cinema."
I love that. I think that sums it all up really well.
Mm-hmm. And then there were a few, like, critics. I just wanted to highlight their reviews. So, Surya Kamal, writing for Just for Movie Freaks, which is fun, wrote that the main standout of this film is the entire cast's performances. Yes, 100%. He also praises the cinematography and score, saying that the music blends and enhances every poignant moment. That said, Surya also mentions that there are some places in the film that feel like they are less engaging and drag a bit. So that is also kind of a sentiment reflected in some of the critics' reviews. There was another review that really brought me back because I didn't realize the timing of when this film came out. So I'm just going to read it. Nishita Nayapati for the Hindustan Times writes, "Last week, the audience saw a violent and bloody tale, Animal, which delved into a father's relationship with his son. Compared to that, this week's offering feels like a salve to a wounded soul.
Wow, that's so true. I didn't realize that right? either.
Me neither, but I was like just thinking, had we watched Hi Nana like right after Animal, we would have been like whiplash.
Yeah, seriously. But like also just what a, like they said, what a salve that would have been.
Yeah. And Nishita says that yes, the story has predictable twists, but it still manages to be engaging and pack an emotional punch that gets viewers invested.
Yeah.
And then the last one I wanted to highlight is from Ram Venkat Srikar for Film Companion, who draws particular attention to the exchange between Viraj and Yashna's mother about his financial status when they're mm-hmm. at the restaurant. He says that Viraj gives it back to her with trademark Nani simplicity, and he wishes the film had more such moments that explored familiar situations with a pinch of novelty and coolness. And yeah. he raised a good point that I was like, oh, yeah, this is something, this is probably the most relatable part of this film yeah. to, like, your average moviegoer, like, that tense relationship with a mother-in-law. Ram also points out that the conversation between Viraj and Yashna on the beach in Goa feels a bit drawn out. He felt mm-hmm. like that could have been shortened. He says, yes, I understand the scene's prominence. It contributes a significant change in Yashna's character, thereby warranting the length, but it still feels overblown. Likewise, an attempt at drunk comedy and a highly distracting Odiyama ruin the gentle energy of the film for the time being. He says, even with that criticism, it is hard not to be moved by the film's earnest nature and the strong emotional parts more than make up for its weaker areas. Mm-hmm. I do kind of see where he's coming from. Like, not so much the conversation on the beach at night, but like, the drunk comedy and then the actual dance number, I loved it. Mm-hmm. It was fun. But it is a definite, like, it feels like a shift from the rest of the film.
I kind of feel like this reviewer's argument is that he wanted it to be a different movie, honestly.
That's like, also fair.
Connecting that to the thing about the, you know, I agree to, like, that scene with the mother-in-law is a really compelling one, and you're right, it's really relatable, but like, this isn't a movie that's supposed to be about reality. Like,
that's so true.
This is, you know, like, kind of a big melodramatic, like, love story drama, and yeah. which is not what most people's lives look like. This isn't All We Imagine Is Light. And like,
very true.
And, you know, and I do understand the tonal shift, I guess. I think that's a valid criticism, the dance number and the drunken scene, but I liked it, you know? I thought it was fun and silly, and I was here for it. And I also just couldn't disagree more about the scene on the beach. Like, that's one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
I like it. And that didn't yeah. feel long to me either. Like, no. them actually sitting there talking, waiting like getting, for the plankton.
Yeah, getting to watch these two people who are in love but don't really know it or don't feel like yeah. they can be is one of the best things about this movie. And I did want to say, okay, so there are two moments that I cut out of my recap because I wanted to make sure we had time to get through the whole plot, but I'm looking at how much time we've been uh-huh. recording and I'm like, I did not need to cut those out. So I'm going to say them real quick. Because one is on the beach when he's describing what Yashna looks like.
Uh-huh.
And he says that she has small eyes, and when she smiles, her eyes get smaller.
That's not a compliment.
Yes, it is, Katie. I was just going to say, I think that's so beautiful because I feel like the stereotype is like, oh, you have to have these big, shining, glowing eyes.
Yeah.
And something that Ben, my fiance, has said to me a lot is how he loves that when I smile, the lower lids of my eyes, like, crinkle up. And so, like, I think hearing that in this beautiful movie of just like, yeah, I loved the way that when she smiled, her eyes would get small and crinkle and like, that's beautiful.
That's true. I was coming at it from my own insecurities because I do have me small too. Eyes.
I have small eyes too, and I feel very insecure, but it's one of the reasons that I wear my glasses every day because it makes
it
my eyes
make
look
bigger. Me too.
And it accentuates your cheekbones. Like, so for me, hearing that, the reaction is like, that's such a validating thing to hear.
That's true. You're right. I should. Yeah. Yes. You were approaching it from a healthier.
So my reaction to your reaction was trying to give you that same validation because I think it's so easy to, I mean, it's Mrunal Taker who we're talking about.
Well, she's gorgeous.
Stunning. You could pick any one of 50 gorgeous things about her appearance. Yeah. And they chose to put a little spin on something that made it sort of like
that
unconventionally
is very true.
Attractive. Yeah. And then the other thing is much simpler. It's just that in the opening montage with Mahi and Viraj, when Mahi paints his fingernails and then he goes to work and like some of the women like see that he has nail polish and they kind of chuckle and he like gets embarrassed. But then he's like, I actually like it. Like,
yeah.
like my daughter did this too. And that's sweet.
And it's like, if I were those women, it's like, obviously his daughter did that. Like, yeah. That's so cute.
It's cute. Yeah.
One thing that I had written down that I forgot to mention that I'd also forgotten from the first time I watched it, but I did notice it the first time. In one of the montages when Yashna and Viraj are like falling in love, they're in the park and they're watching a movie on her iPhone and it's Meet Joe Black, which... I love that movie, but it's such a weird... I was trying to, like, be like, why this film?
Yeah, because it's Brad Pitt, right? Because like,
it
you
is
see,
Brad Pitt.
You see it's... Brad Pitt, like, on the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's, like, a three-hour film about, like, Brad Pitt dies and death inhabits his body and is, like, experiencing life for the first time.
Okay.
And he falls in love, and it's beautiful. It's, like, a gorgeous movie. I love that movie. But I was like, why'd you choose this one?
Because
it was very deliberate.
Yeah, they show it. Were they trying to say, like, you know, like, finding love and even death can't
maybe,
stop love? I don't know.
I guess maybe, yeah. I mean,
or maybe that was just what they got the rights to.
All it does is make me want to watch Meet Joe Black again, which...
I think that's fair.
...is a phenomenal flick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. It sounds
Or at least
good.
It was when I watched it for the first time, like, 15 years ago. So... Anyway,
one last thing I want to say, which is just, and this, I was going to say this too, with that review that complimented Nani's performance in the lunch scene. Nani is a phenomenal actor, and this movie, like, for, like, the entire second half, he's playing such a, like, subdued character. In most of the rest of what I've seen, he's a lot more the, like, kind of charming, goofy, but, like, very lovable and loving character we see Viraj as in the past. And so I do feel like any criticism along the lines of, like, there maybe could have been a little bit more kind of energy or movement to it if they had given Nani more to do, like, I would agree with.
Yeah. But again, I think we talked about it with, like, a Shah Rukh type presence before as well, where it's kind of nice to have these kinds of films where you see them stretch some different muscles.
Sure, yeah.
Although I'm so excited to watch more Nani films, like,
oh, you, yeah, I can deliver.
Great. Love
and so
it.
Can Nani.
I, yeah,
he's got a new movie that just came out today, the day we're recording, actually.
Yeah,
are
which we gonna
is
just
a sequel
shift
to
into
else.
Star Watch? I mean, he's not Bollywood, he's Tollywood, but we could talk about it. Nope.
I don't have anything for Star Watch of any industry, I'm afraid.
But Nani has a new film coming out.
Nani has a new film that, by the time you're listening to this, will already have been out for like 20 days.
That's so true. Great. Maybe we could add it to our list for this year, even though it's not Hindi language.
I will certainly be watching it. And if it's good, we'll watch it. And if it's not good, we'll just watch a different Nani movie that is good.
That sounds great. Okay, so no Bollywood Star Watch. So pluggables. Follow us at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood on Instagram. Do what you do there. Because we back, baby. Also, consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. You could also leave a review because it's always very nice when you do that and we appreciate it. But regardless of what you do or don't do, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, indeed. And join us on YouTube and Spotify where we keep our Bollywood bangers playlists and add the songs that we love from the movies that we watch to those playlists. We link them in our episode descriptions as well as in our Instagram posts. We haven't had much to add recently, because I feel like we haven't watched a lot of, like, kind of movie musicals.
But will we add Odoyama?
I mean, I would like to, because I like Odoyama.
I do, too. As it was happening, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going on my jams playlist.
It's a fun one. Nani with his floppy hair dancing all around. It's a good time. So there we go. New addition for this week.
Cool. Next.
We're shifting gears in a big way.
Yeah, we are. And we hope it works out.
Yeah. So we are watching a movie that we just saw pop up on Netflix. Jewel Thief, the heist begins.
We'll see. I'm hoping it'll be entertaining.
Yes. Listen, we love a heist movie.
Yeah.
We love an action movie.
Yeah, we love Saif Ali Khan.
We love Saif Ali Khan. I think in many ways, too, we like a good bad movie.
We do. So,
I think the question is just, is this a good bad movie or is it a bad bad movie?
Exactly.
Or maybe it's just a good movie. We'll find out.
That's true. I'm open to any of those except for the bad bad movie.
Right. And in which case, we'll just have a great time eviscerating it.
It'll be like another circus. Yeah.
Yes. Which is always fun.
Except circus actually was a chore. We haven't bashed circus in a while. So just as a reminder, it was terrible.
We have to bring it back up periodically just to, like, remind ourselves that it happened and that we got through it. And if we got through that, we can get through anything.
That's so true. I am very excited because Jewel Thief.
It's just so silly. Oh, and it's also Siddharth Anand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, you know, it's got to be at least a little bit good.
Oh, I missed that Siddharth Anand was attached to this project. Great. Okay, well, I feel better about that. But it also has my guy, Kunal Kapoor.
Yeah!
Whom I adore, so that's exciting for me.
He's pretty adorable. Yeah.
I feel like we haven't watched a Saif Ali Khan film since Dil Chahta Hai.
Wow, is that true?
So we're going to go from... Yeah, I think so.
Because we watched that after Kal Ho Na Pyar Hai, and I don't know that he's been in anything else. Wow. Okay.
I mean, he was in Kal Ho Na Ho, but that was also very early on.
Yeah, that was before Dil Chahta Hai, so.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised that we haven't. Me too. That was back in season one.
It really feels like we're failing him. And I know. Ourselves.
We'll have to make a point of watching more Saif Ali Khan movies. I was going to say, now I'm questioning where I saw that Siddharth, and I think maybe he produced it, because he didn't write or direct it, but I feel
he's
somewhere.
Not on the,
I thought I saw his name somewhere. I could be wrong. That's fine.
Let's just let ourselves believe he's attached to this project.
Yeah, sure. So our plot description on IMDb is, a master thief accepts a mission to steal the legendary African Red Sun diamond. What begins as a meticulously planned heist spirals into a dangerous game of double crosses and shifting loyalties.
Ooh.
That's fun.
That is fun.
I'm here for it.
We love a heist. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. Love a heist. Jewel Thief is available on Netflix. And the Netflix synopsis is, after years on the run from the police for theft, Rehan returns to India only to be manipulated into the heist of a lifetime. Mm. So you have more info.
The heist but, of a lifetime.
Yeah, but based on just the little, like, scene that Netflix is showing me, again, I think it might be Bullet Train on a plane.
Bullet plane.
Bullet plane.
Well, I never watched Bullet Train, so this movie will feel very fresh and original to me. And then,
such a surprise. Also, this probably has nothing to... It probably isn't like Bullet Train at all. Talk about another Brad Pitt movie, am I right?
Yeah, it's just Brad Pitt showing up all over the place tonight. Also, Siddharth Anand did produce this movie, so...
Good, okay. So
thanks for coming on
correct.
That ride with me. Yeah.
Great. Then, yeah, I think at the very least, we'll get some fun action scenes, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think we're going to have fun no matter how good or bad this movie is.
Yeah. So I'm actually really looking forward to it.
I am too. Yeah.
So, great. Until next time, remember, Bollywood and Tollywood don't need us.
Nope.
But we need Tollywood.
We do. And love stories, you know, no
love
matter
stories.
How ridiculous and unrealistic and predictable they may be.
Yeah. And just more Nani, please.
Yes, and more Mrunal Thakkar.
Yeah, give me that movie with her and Deepika. That's all I'm saying.
Yep, I'm here for that for sure.